At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, sekitar 500 pusat pemungutan suara pra-pemberian suara kini telah dibuka mulai Senin 9 Mei di seluruh negara ini. Dan tahun ini Komisi Pemilihan Australia memperkirakan bahwa separuh dari pemilih terdaftar akan memberikan suara mereka sebelum hari pemilihan pada tanggal 21 Mei nanti. Berikut ini sebuah laporan yang disusun oleh John Baldock untuk SBS News. Kampanye pemilu sibuk bagi para politisi, namun semakin banyak dari mereka yang terdaftar untuk memilih akan melakukannya sebelum kampanye tersebut selesai, dan ada banyak alasan mengapa mereka melakukan itu.
I have a health problem, so that's why I come in. Always vote early, because I get dropped off and people pick me up, you see.
I've come to vote early because I'm leaving to fly to Europe on Thursday, so I'll not be in Australia when the election is held.
Always do that. We always do pre-vote, yeah.
Dengan COVID-19 masih sangat banyak dalam pikiran orang, pemilihan umum kali ini akan melihat banyak pemilih memberikan suara mereka sebelum hari pemilihan itu sendiri. Seorang kandidat liberal di kursi Reid, Fiona Martin, memahami mengapa lebih banyak orang Australia memilih untuk memberikan suaranya lebih awal.
Because of the pandemic, I think most people probably feel more comfortable with coming and voting earlier so they're not in the big crowds on election day. I would certainly think that would be a motivator to come in and vote early.
Pemungutan suara dini telah meningkat tajam dalam beberapa tahun terakhir. Pada tahun 2013, lebih dari 1/4 pemilih terdaftar melakukannya sebelum hari pemungutan suara. 3 tahun kemudian naik hampir 5% dan pada tahun 2019 meningkat di atas 40%. Eva Aiken-Smith adalah juru bicara Komisi Pemilihan Australia dan ia yakin tren itu akan berlanjut dalam pemilihan kali ini.
Of course, we're conducting this election in a COVID pandemic. If you combine postal voting and pre-poll voting at the previous federal election 2019, it was about 40% of voters who turned out prior to election day. You could potentially see half the Australian voting population turning out before election day this federal election.
Kedua pemimpin partai besar telah mengakui dimulainya pemungutan suara awal. Pemimpin Partai Buruh Anthony Albanese berkampanye di Adelaide.
The bells are tolling for the Morrison government because early voting starts today. It says it all that the Morrison government have had a phone call with members of their caucus telling people to not vote early. We want people to participate in our democracy and to vote whenever is convenient.
Sementara itu, Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison berada di Pangkalan Angkatan Laut di Nowra di New South Wales.
Right now today, people are turning up and voting at pre-poll. Over now, right now, right across the country. And they're making a choice. And over the course of this campaign, people are making assessments and so many, as we're seeing, are still to make a decision over the next couple of weeks.
Beberapa kandidat telah meminta lebih banyak bantuan untuk orang-orang yang berbahasa Inggrisnya adalah bahasa kedua. Jamal Daud adalah kandidat dari United Australia Party. Ia berjuang untuk mendapatkan kursi Reid di daerah barat Sydney.
My family, for example, they speak English, but they are struggling with the whole voting system, and we think that the system should be even more simplified.
Namun Australian Electoral Commission atau Komisi Pemilihan Australia mengatakan telah melakukan apa yang bisa dilakukan untuk membantu para pemilih yang bahasa pertamanya bukan bahasa Inggris.
We translate our material, including our advertising campaign, into about 33 different languages, which is a really important thing for us to be doing. And really, we've got tools like practice voting tools on the website and a range of material that really explains it.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai dimulainya pemungutan suara dini yang disusun oleh John Baldock untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.